This is 89.1 KUAR and All Things Considered. I'm Michael Hiplin. A report out this week on obesity is getting a lot of attention, especially in Arkansas, which has the highest obesity rate in the nation. The research was published Monday in the journal Obesity and looked at former contestants of the reality TV show The Biggest Loser and how most regained their weight. Dr. Peter Goulden is medical director of the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences Weight Loss and Metabolic Control Program and spoke with me about his thoughts.
I think it's a very interesting study, and I think it really adds to our knowledge and understanding of this area.
What do you think, any surprises here in this study?
I think that the most interesting thing is that this study, it's the first one to measure what's happening up to 6 years after someone has lost a large amount of weight, as the people did in this study. They lost an average of around 130 pounds. And what is, I think, most interesting is that 6 years after losing that weight, the metabolic rate, the rate at which we burn calories, is still was still reduced in these subjects. And that's very interesting.
What is it about the way the metabolic rate works here that causes it to slow down once people lose weight?
We've known for some time that when people lose weight, there is some slowing of the metabolic rate, which acts as almost a compensatory factor to try and limit that. It works against essentially the weight loss attempt. But we know also that slowing of the metabolic rate is greater than we would expect just on the basis of body composition. And we call this metabolic adaptation. It's interesting, in the past we've noted this lasts a few years, but this new study adds something very interesting in that a significant period of time after the diet, people are still experiencing a reduced metabolic rate, and in this study it was about 500 kilocalories per day reduction in that metabolic rate, which means that essentially those individuals are burning 500 calories less energy per day. When you think of the fact that actually 1 pound of fat tissue is the equivalent of about 3,500 calories, you can start to see how that could soon add up.
Yeah, and it's got to be frustrating for people who lose a large amount of weight to then have this happen and that so many of them are regaining much of it.
I think this is absolutely the core point, is that actually, what it really shows is that weight loss is an ongoing battle. There are two, in fact, probably we should be thinking about this, both in terms of the initial weight loss, but more importantly, thinking about weight maintenance, and perhaps thinking about weight maintenance as a separate component, i.e. once we've got someone to that target weight, how do we help them stay at that level? And I think things such as, maintaining, a good level of physical activity. The CDC recommend that adults need at least 2 hours and 30 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity per week. And so those kinds of things can help, fight against this reduction in metabolic rate. But I think the key message that's coming out, that this starts to explain why there can be this frustration when people have lost weight, why they're regaining that weight. There's actually a physiological reason behind that.
Do you expect this new study might change how things are done, perhaps here in Arkansas, there at UAMS?
With regards, I think the lessons that come from this study and the lessons to be learned, I think really, on a global level, I think people will be focusing on weight maintenance and how we keep people at that target weight. And now that we have a greater appreciation of how the body is fighting back against that weight loss, hopefully in the future we'll be able to target our interventions more satisfactorily.
Dr. Peter Goulden, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks.
Dr. Goulden is medical director of UAMS's Weight Loss and Metabolic Control Program. This is 89.1 KUAR.